Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us here at Steel Talkin'. My goodness, I'm excited for this next guest. Her name is Cherie. Uh-oh, I got it wrong. Cherry Goodwin. I'm so sorry about that. Executive Director, Family and Children Services of the Red Lake Nation. I was so excited when I read this, Jonathan. Let me tell you a little story here. Recently, a transaction took place that you may not have known about. It didn't involve something you'd find on a retail rack or a hostile business takeover. No, last week, the city of Minneapolis announced that they would transfer two parcels of land back to a group of indigenous peoples. Now, the Bloomington Avenue parcels are being purchased by the Red Lake Band of Chippewa Indians. Now, what do they plan to do with this land? And could this be a sign of similar transactions in the future? Now, we invite Cherie Goodwin, Executive Director of Family and Children Services for the Red Lake Nation, on the program to discuss the impact. She joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, welcome.
Good evening.
It is just wonderful to have you join us tonight. When I read this article, I was so excited about it. This really is history in reverse, as it says here in the article. And it says, Thursday, as Minneapolis leaders announced a plan to transfer two parcels of city-owned land back to indigenous people. We know how important this is. Many of us do. And I hope that you feel that Minnesotans really agree and want this to happen. Do you feel that?
Yes, I do feel that. One thing I wanted to say, though, for the record, is land back is a term that a lot of Native Americans use. But for the Minneapolis area, that land area base is traditionally held by the Dakota people. So I just wanted to clarify that. You know, this is a real estate transaction, and we are purchasing the land from the city to meet the needs of our members that live in the urban area. But for Native Americans in general, it's a big deal I think we're the first tribe to receive like a land transaction in this manner from the city of Minneapolis.
It's just remarkable.
It's really exciting to us.
And congratulations. Yes. This is huge. I know the parcels are being talked about, 2931 and 2937 Bloomington Avenue are right next to each other in Ward 9. Tell us how this came to be, that those particular plots were where you landed.
So just for the record, Red Lake Nation does own property 2929 Bloomington, and it sits adjacent to the two empty lots.
Oh.
So, you know, we did build Minoba Mada's Inn, an apartment building, Red Lake Nation. And then when we moved there, we kept our program, Obimendwag Nanawe Manidug, which is uplifting our relatives. We caretake the tribal property there. And then all along, Chairman Siki's been wanting to buy the land, but it was never for sale. So fast forward, then we built a relationship with the Minneapolis Department of Health with Suzanne Young-Tibbetts and I, you know, meeting, and then we got to meet with Mayor Fry, and it was just a win-win for everybody. That land, I believe they said 40 years was sitting vacant in them next to the property we own, 2929 Bloomington. So it was a win-win for everybody. So it was really exciting the way it went. It was persistence, right? We were persistent. We knocked on the door. We visited. You know, we pushed to get that land back from the city. So it was again, I can't say enough. It's a win-win situation for everybody.
It's about time to be able to say it's a win-win. It is about time. And I am very excited about this. Can you tell us more about those two locations that we will eventually learn so much more about it? I understand there may be a garden. I understand that there may be, there's already a building on one of the parcels. Do I have that correct?
No, there's a building next to the two partials.
Okay.
2929 is right next to the two partials.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, in the article that I'm reading, it says 2931 and 2937. So I'm so sorry I have that mixed up.
No, that's correct. Them are the two partials the city will be, we're buying back for $1 a plot. So that's $2 we'll be paying the city for. The property we own is just right next to there. So again, we're remodeling right now the 2929 property, and them two plots. Well, the way we could acquire it fast from the city was by them transferring it for a garden. So we then, with our indigenous eyes, our indigenous lens, well, let's build a cultural community garden. So that's what we're going to start with, that them two plots. So it could be growing traditional medicines. You know, we may be, you know, having a sweat lodge or some kind of ceremonies there in them two plots of land to start.
Yeah, that's
excellent.
So it's
all about building relationships, the community, you know, to fit their needs. In the 2929, the property we own right now is getting remodeled. It'll be ready to go live probably in the middle of November. And in that property, then we will have, it'll be a intergenerational family-based service center. So we will have, I said it on the news, we'll have washer and dryers, we'll have showers, we'll be able to provide food. And then we'll be able to provide, and then culture services. So we'll be able to provide, advocacy work for our relatives that live in the urban area.
It's really quite remarkable. Can you tell me a little bit about uplifting our relatives?
Yep. So traditionally, then our name, our system, which is under the tribal government of Red Lake Nation, was the Family and Children Services. So we're on this quest of decolonizing the child welfare social system and all the systems that we utilize to Minnesota Department of Human Services to really fit the needs of our people. So we're tired of being the punitive system. You know, we want to be able to work with our families because we know that we copied a Western model that didn't work for us. So we're really spinning the system to better fit our needs. So for instance, instead of clients, they're relatives. Instead of investigators, they're response workers. Instead of case managers, they're reunification workers. Instead of foster care providers, they're relative care providers to really get that placebo into our head, my head, our staff's head, so we can create this social change, which will eventually lead to improved social capital for our people.
It's just
That's
remarkable.
What it's about.
It really is just wonderful. I had chills when I read the article, and I thought to myself, finally, the mayor of Minneapolis, I'm just curious to know if he was engaged in this. I had heard that he was, and if you had spoken with him. Can you tell us a little bit about his feelings on this?
Yes, we met with him last summer in his office, so it took a time, right, to get to the point we're at today, you know, all the legalities, how are we going to buy it, because it was, I believe, a different real estate company owned it. So the city then acquired back from them, and now we're buying it from the city. But yeah, he right away, he was engaged with us, me, myself, some of my team. We met with him last summer. He was out for it, and I did let Mayor Fry know that Chairman Siki, our leader, you know, we're not in the business of selling land, and we are in the business of purchasing land. We're not here for a handout. We want to purchase them two plots once and for all to provide services for our relatives. And in my eyes, you know, we got lucky then by, you know, the dollar, the plot.
Right.
But we know that there's processes for not-for-profits, for other agencies within the urban area that do acquire land from the city. But for the record, we're the first tribal nation to acquire this property from the city in this way.
As executive director, what would be the first thing you'll do?
The first thing we'll do is we're going to be next week. This coming week is when the city council will have their final vote, and then we'll move forward. We'll put the, you know, get the paperwork in place. But again, once we get it live, our property at 2929 open, we will open up them two plots, and again, to provide the cultural community services. You know, because there's not much we can do in the dead of winter here, you know, with winter arising, winter upon us. But the future is build that relationship, get them services in the urban area. The future is to drop 2929 and build up, build the intergenerational wellness center on the bottom and build up apartments and, you know, for our relatives, for our people, for our kids. And I'd love to be the first tribal nation in the urban area to have a housing co-op. You know, all the restrictions against HUD funding and, you know, different funding sources that our people just can't meet the needs of some of them restrictions, whether it be the background check, the 30% of the income, whatever it may be. That's the future. So we're thinking hopefully within 5 years we'll have that going. And I like to move fast, but I understand things take time, and we really want to engage the community. And we did do a strategic plan with our urban members that showed different domains what the relatives in the urban area wanted. And we realized that our people are really ethnocentric. You know, they're not racist, but they really like working with their own people, which right now I have about 20 staff down there that are ready just to start and build these services for our urban members.
You were quoted as saying, we could have whatever we dream here. That was really powerful for me to read. I mean, my eyes teared up just to hear that. That is powerful. It's you've been waiting a long time to do more, and here you are, still working at it, still making it happen. And I am really grateful to talk to you tonight to learn how this all worked and how it came together and how the mayor was involved in all of this. It really is quite remarkable. So, the final decision is expected on October 5th, where there's a plan that'll be presented to the city council. And I'm just curious to know, are you worried about that?
No, we went down last Tuesday when they had it presented to the city council. Or Wednesday or Tuesday, my date. It's been so crazy lately. But yeah, we the planning committee, where we talked the pros and the cons, we didn't have no opposers when we testified, and the city council was very supportive. We had Ellison and Chavez. I can hear them talking and how supportive they were. And then, of course, even Mayor Fry came into the room to listen. It was beautiful. I don't see any opposition. Chairwoman Andrea, I don't know her last name, but she
Jenkins,
was great.
Jenkins, I think it is. I think it's Andrea Jenkins.
Jenkins, yep. She talked at the press event. She was talking so eloquently about, you know, decolonizing, reclaiming, you know, for all BIPOC people, not just Native Americans. So it was beautiful to hear that, because we are the majority now. And I don't know if you know, but approximately half of our tribal membership lives in the urban area.
Oh, no kidding? I did not know that. That's awesome. That's awesome.
And Minneapolis has a large population of Native Americans, which is the fact also.
What are you hearing from neighbors already? Those that will be using those properties.
Everyone's excited, because another thing, that one of the reasons behind this too, why we worked with the Department of Health in Minneapolis, because of the opioid crisis, right? It's down there, it's up there. And I believe in my heart and my soul that we build a relationship with our relatives, give them that hope, bring them in, provide some food, build that relationship, have the cultural services, whether what kind of ceremony we have, whether it be a bear ceremony, a healing ceremony, a sweat ceremony, a naming ceremony. A lot of people don't know, but 1978 was our Indian Religion Freedom Act. And prior to 1978, we couldn't even practice our Native American religion. And people wonder, like, why do these people have all these disparities? Well, when stuff like that happens to a group of people, the outcomes ain't good. So here we are today saying we're educated, we're ready, we want to provide these services once and for all. And I said it online, right? Smash our disparities. Really focusing on the strengths of the people, who we are as Anishinaabe people.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have to say, Fred DeJarly, he's our cultural specialist down there. He's been living down there for quite some time. He has a relationship with the community. He goes visits elders in the hospital. He provides ceremonial services. you know, he does all these things for our people. So we already have the buy-in, per se, of the community that want to receive our services. So it's just so exciting. It's just it's a good time to be a Native American in Minnesota.
Amen to that. I believe that we'll get a final decision that's expected this week, October 5th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Congratulations. This is gigantic for the Red Lake Nation. So I wish you well. I hope that I can have you on again to give us updates on how things are going. I would love to do that if you don't mind. Just let me know if you're available.
Nope, I don't mind. Nope. You guys got my email now. Thank you. Thank you so much for reaching out and for hearing our story. Because it's a big deal. It's exciting.
It's huge. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, have a great evening.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. My goodness.
Bye.
Wonderful. Sherry Goodwin, Executive Director of Family and Children's Services of the Red Lake Nation. Really quite remarkable. Anishinaabe way. I remember a song that we sang. Mary and Moore put us all, a lot of the women who cooked together, and we sang for Anishinaabe way. Well, Anishinaabe tribe. And it was really moving, very, very moving. So I'm grateful for what I do know, and I know I have a whole lot more to learn. All right, it is now 8:22. Is it time for me to take a break? All right, we're going to take a break and come right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is now 8:25 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. Of course, I want you to stay tuned at 9 o'clock because we are going to have guests in center stage, which I love, I love, I love. So I hope you'll stick and stay with us. I do want to talk a little bit about where we are today and so many other things that we don't think about necessarily as quickly. Maybe we'll come to it and then think about it and kind of put it to the side. And one of the things that has been really plaguing me in my mind in a while is, you know, not just the economy of our country, not just the questions people are asking about Ukraine. It's just been amazing. It almost feels like there are people out there trying to pull away some of our leaders from wanting to continue to help Ukraine. And I don't understand that. Do you understand that, Jonathan? Because I don't get it. We worked so hard to bring this relationship together. And now that's what people are wondering.
I understand where it's coming from. There is a thought in my head that I want to say this it this way. If you want to come to this country, I don't think there should be really many restrictions from you coming, as long as you don't have criminal backgrounds or anything like that. I think that's fine. But I don't want the United States getting involved in other countries' affairs if need be. I don't know. I think we got a little bit too involved in Libya. I thought we got a little bit too involved in Syria, a little bit too involved in a couple of other places around the globe where we probably shouldn't have and probably should have let the people of that country come through to their own devices. But there's a phrase out there, a sports phrase that I go to when you look at different things. It's called time score situation. And what that means is you might try to do something heroic in one sense, or you might try to do something more conservative in one sense. In another sense, in another situation, but you have to look at the time that you have left and the score of the game, and that should dictate how you approach the situation. When I look at Ukraine, it's a different thing. It's time score situation. This is something where if the person that wants to pull Ukraine back into the Russian Empire, the Soviet Empire, whatever they want to call it, are they going to necessarily stop there? I don't believe they will. And that's why I think this is more important than some stuff that goes on in the Middle East, some stuff that goes on in Africa, some stuff that goes on in Asia. This is, I think, I agree with the fact that I believe that this would be a much more imminent threat if Ukraine gets taken over.
Absolutely. However, we've been hearing on many of the news, many of the stories that have come forward. And there are Americans who are showing signs of impatience with Ukraine war. And that really concerns me. We got into this for a specific reason.
Right.
To protect democracy.
Yeah. And again, if you thought that this, I did not believe that this would be quick. I hope that this would be quick. I did not believe that this would be quick. You look at the size of Ukraine versus the size of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the size of Ukraine's army versus the and munitions versus the size of Russia's munitions, their army. This was not going to be an easy fix.
We knew that. At the same time, though, people are tired. They're trying to figure out why. This is the big question that I've had friends ask me, right? They'll say, well, Charlie, I just don't understand why we're still doing this. Why are we still in this war with Ukraine? Now, President Biden has made it very clear why. Democracy is at stake. This is a big, big deal. Yet Americans are starting to say and think, why? We should be done with this.
Well, again, people are looking at Poland. If Ukraine gets taken over, people are possibly looking at Poland as the next destination that would Vladimir Putin go there. Poland is off the radar at this point. Look at the Baltic states, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. Those are right on the border with Russia and former Russian territories. And those are NATO countries. So if you're worried about Poland being attacked and that being NATO, and you have to protect NATO, so if they go into Poland, then World War III starts. World War III is right in their doorstep. And it's even more so because I
believe... Wouldn't you say it's on our doorstep?
Well, I guess it would be on our doorstep because we're part of NATO. So I have to look at the Baltic countries as the next things that you would be raise an eyebrow for, because those are closer, those are smaller, and those are former. Again, Poland is not as big of a part of the Russian Empire as Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia used to be. Those are where I would be concerned the most. And again, if they cross over, those are NATO states.
You know, I don't know as much about it as I used to. You know, I went to Russia. I went to Moscow. I went to Sochi. Those were the only two. And I can't tell you how quickly I wanted to get home. I really did. Even though there were so many beautiful people that I met, laughed and talked, exchanged, you know, phone numbers and all of that. And like I told you a while ago, when I got a letter that was supposed to be 20-something pages, there were maybe 7 pages and none of them were in order. And the person who wrote me was an Armenian woman that I happened to meet sitting on a bench. And so when you look overall at who Russia is to the world, that is something to contemplate. And you won't be able to sleep well. It's just the bottom line. I mean, the militia followed me the entire 2 weeks we were there. They followed me. They took follicles from my hair, a news person's hair, you know. They just took brushes and took follicles out of there. You just kind of go, what? Why? So here we are with Americans looking back saying, or looking forward, saying, okay, so how much longer is this going to happen? How much more do we have to spend? What do you say about that?
Time score situation. This is, you're down to 5 seconds. You need a 3-pointer to win. This is about as crisis a situation outside of the country, I think, as you can get.
If you'd like to join us tonight and make this discussion even better, give us a call at 651-4.
You just wrote it down on one of your sheets of paper.
I did. But the thing is, I'm so disturbed by it all, knowing that Americans are starting to think like this is painful. It's painful for me. And I'm worried about it. Maybe you're not. Maybe it's
no,
just
I am
happening.
Worried about
but
it.
I'm very worried about it.
I am worried about it. I'm not going to volunteer to go to the front lines,
right.
But I am worried about it. I am worried about this.
Okay, 651-461-9226. Again, that is 651-461-9226. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 8:40 here at WCCO. If you'd like to join us in conversation, you are welcome to do so at 651-461-9226. And that is if you are listening and you'd like to, give us your comments, we'd love to have it. Don't hesitate to call us 651-461-9226. We have a guest on the phone and his name is Rod. He's calling in from Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin. Do I have it right? Weyerhaeuser, thank you. So sorry about that, Rod. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, it's Weyerhaeuser. It's named after Frederick Weyerhaeuser, the lumber baron, you know, Weyerhaeuser Lumber Product.
Yes.
Anyhow, that's okay. I just want to say, to begin with, to let you know where I'm coming from, I'm like one in a million of people. I asked my doctor that. I'm diagnosed with OCD and schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on medication since late 1999. I believe I was born with it because I used to hear voices and stuff. But the medication, thank God for these medications, because, I mean, I'll tell you, it's a horror if you don't have it.
Right.
My dad, he passed away last year. He was 5 months over 100. World War II veteran. So I grew up sickly living in the military, but I miss him greatly, dearly. But he served, and my brother served during Vietnam. And where I'm going with this on Ukraine is Putin, to me, is no different than Hitler. His character, he just wants to take over. And like the other man, your gentleman guest said, where's he going to stop? So you're not dealing with, I don't think you're dealing with a real stable guy there. And neither are we dealing with a stable guy when it comes to Donald Trump. I recognize that in him because OCD, he is obsessed with power and money. He could care less about Ukraine because if he wins, you know, Ukraine is all guns. And, you know, I don't, I'm nobody, I believe, I read the Bible, I'm a Christian, I'm not saying I there's a lot of room for improvement with me, but I'll tell you, you know, you hear some of these people, and everybody's entitled to their belief. This is prophecy. I go to this gospel church. Well, this is prophecy being fulfilled. Well, you know, maybe it is, but what do you do in the meantime? Just stand and watch this happen? I mean, the horrors that, because my dad always told me, he'd jab his finger in my chest, you know, almost hurt. To get your, he said, remember, boy, war is hell. Mm-hmm. And you could just imagine horrors going on over there.
So what do you say then? What do you really mean about Ukraine? Do you support them?
Absolutely. They are a democracy. They're
right.
You know, some people say, "Well, oh no, that's all." They all speak Russian. I don't care. They want to be a democracy. Let them be a democracy. And another thing, you know, you can talk oil all you want, but I always think that my dad used to say, "Are you going to drink oil? You got to eat." And they are the breadbasket in that part of the world.
I so appreciate you calling, Rod. Thank you so much. And I know you've been through a lot. Your family's been through a lot. But you are really clear on what you believe, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Well, have a great evening. Well, he had a lot to say, Jonathan. That's amazing. I don't know how we got to people talking, saying, isn't it time to let go of Ukraine? Some people have said those sort of things. I've heard all types of talk in various places that I'm visiting, different people that I've talked to, but it's really the news people that I keep listening to, and it's really quite shocking some of the things they say. Do you agree about Ukraine?
I'm not surprised, because let's bring in another portion of this, and I said this in passing earlier, a bit in passing.
Before you finish that, let me say, if you would like to join the conversation, please call us at 651-461-9226. Go right ahead, Jonathan.
You look at the focus on what's happening at the southern border with Mexico, and there are people that want to focus solely, and again, this has been an issue for decades. The immigration system has been an issue for decades. We get that. People that are not as hell-bent on keeping people out of the country are going to say, yes, we need to fix it. But the focus that's going on that, and the people that are saying, no, we can't let all these people in. We have to find a way to keep them out. Those are more the type of people that talk about, well, we can't really help Ukraine. We have to focus inward. We have to focus on ourselves. And so I think that's where they're coming from. Whether it's true, whether it's something that is truly in their hearts, I don't know. But that's the rhetoric right now.
Yeah, but what's really the truth is that we have a lot of immigrants that come to our border. And they have the skills that are needed to harvest the food, mow the lawns, and clean the houses, you name it. There's so much that they do. And some people want to say, oh, it's not important what they do, and we shouldn't even be talking about the border and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we need to talk about it. We don't talk about it enough anymore. I remember, two decades ago, how we talked about the border. Right. You remember when those children were there and they had no parents and couldn't find their parents and the parents couldn't find the children? Come on. It's not easy, but we are going to get there. We are going to survive. We are going to thrive. Janine is calling us from Maplewood. Hey, Janine, join us. Oh, is it Jean?
Maplewood. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Jean. I thought it said Janine, honey. I'm so sorry. Forgive
me.
Okay.
I can change my name. You know, you know, whatever. You know, call me whatever you want, Geraldine. I mean, you know, I love you.
thank you.
You know, you talk about the border. Yeah, we need to do that too, and we can't. We can do both. I don't know anyone. Over there in what is that country again?
Yeah, Ukraine.
Ukraine. Yes, I have memory loss. What can I say? In Ukraine. But we have to help them. They are, like the gentleman said, they are a democracy. They are, and we need democracies over there, you know. And Russia is a bully. They always have been. I guess they always have been. And they take that down. There goes Poland. There goes all these other countries out there. And that's what they want to do. So I firmly believe we need to, you know, help them out. You know, we can do that. We can do other things at the same time as that. We can help our own country, and we need to help Ukraine. The stories that I hear, what they're doing, the they're so determined, and their fear, the Ukraine people, I can't believe what they're doing and how they're keeping going. I am so proud of them. I'm so proud of them. And thank you so much, Geraldine. And you want to call me Janine? Go ahead, honey.
No. I've been calling you Jean for years. I can't believe it's you. And I'm sitting there going, J-E-A-N-N-E. Is that Jean? Janine? What is it? Yeah, see, that's really bad glasses right now.
I actually spell it just four letters, J-E-A-N. They like to add the other N-E to it. They can
see, Jonathan? See, she said J-E-A-N. There you go.
Say thanks to Jonathan. I love him, too.
Oh, she said thank you, Jonathan. You so- It's
bye,
so
honey.
Great to see you. Tell your sister hello, okay?
I will. She's probably listening right now.
Give her a big hug. All right, take care. Oh, my gosh. It's been a long time since I talked to that woman. Long time. I don't know, Jonathan. There's so much going on in our country, and we are to be called the greatest nation, right? The richest nation. And at this moment, I think some of us are starting to wonder and pray and try to figure it all out. We got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. It is 8:54 here at WCCO, and as we wrap up this hour, it has been a pleasure being on with you. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us right here at WCCO Radio 830. It is remarkable at all of the things that are happening in our nation at the same time. You know, we are involved in so many, our tentacles go into so many places, and oftentimes we'll forget. Oh, yeah, the United States was, you know, doing business with so-and-so. And then all of a sudden we started to talk about it and we realized, hey, yeah, I forgot all about that. Now, I don't know why we forget, Jonathan. Maybe we just are tired and just don't want to keep talking about it. But it is imperative that Americans really stay on top of everything that is going on. I'm not saying you have to go in depth and know everything, but you have to be aware of what is happening in our country.
One of my faults, and I think this is something I feel I have to work on as a person. I get into these news stories and these breaking news things, and I start watching the different cable outlets and the different news channels and whatnot, mm-hmm. and I dive in. And it's not like I dive in and I look at it for 10 or 15 minutes. No, I dive in and I start watching it for 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
And when
that's exactly what they want us to do.
When you do that, you tire yourself out. Because if you are doing that, you're usually not doing it if you're watching it for that period of time with some sort of clear mind. You're going in with some sort of worry or doubt or nervousness or anxiety about something.
I'm not sure about that, but what I will say is that the clearer we are about what is happening to our nation and how it is affecting or infecting the rest of the world is something that we all need to stay in contact.
I agree, and I'm not disputing doing that. I'm disputing the timing. I'm saying don't envelop yourself in it. Don't bring it in and make a cocoon out of it, and then everything else is kind of shut out around it. Make room for other, like you always allude to, make room for light to come through in dark times and dark stories. Make room for the light so that you can not tire yourself out. That's what I'm saying.
I don't remember saying that, so thank you for that. It has been a pleasure being on with you all. Thank you so much. And stick and stay with us. It's not over. Coming up at 9 o'clock is All Things Arts and Entertainment. Center Stage is what we call it. Have some great artists that are joining us tonight, so don't go away, including the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is now 8:40 here at WCCO. If you'd like to join us in conversation, you are welcome to do so at 651-461-9226. And that is if you are listening and you'd like to, give us your comments, we'd love to have it. Don't hesitate to call us 651-461-9226. We have a guest on the phone, and his name is Rod. He's calling in from Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin. Do I have it right? Weyerhaeuser. Thank you. So sorry about that, Rod. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, it's Weyerhaeuser. It's named after Frederick Weyerhaeuser, the lumber baron, you know, Weyerhaeuser lumber product.
Yes.
Anyhow, that's okay. I just want to say, to begin with, to let you know where I'm coming from, I'm like one in a million of people. I asked my doctor that. I'm diagnosed with OCD and schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on medication since late 1999. I believe I was born with it because I used to hear voices and stuff. But the medication, thank God for these medications, because, I mean, I'll tell you, it's a horror if you don't have it.
Right.
My dad, he passed away last year. He was 5 months over 100. World War II veteran.
Oh.
So I grew up sickly living in the military, but I miss him greatly, dearly. But he served, and my brother served during Vietnam. And where I'm going with this on Ukraine is Putin, to me, is no different than Hitler. His character, he just wants to take over. And like the other man, your gentleman guest said, where's he going to stop? So you're not dealing with, I don't think you're dealing with a real stable guy there. And neither are we dealing with a stable guy when it comes to Donald Trump. I recognize that in him because OCD, he is obsessed with power and money. He could care less about Ukraine because if he wins, you know, Ukraine is all done. And, I read the Bible. I'm a Christian. I'm not saying there's a lot of room for improvement with me, but I'll tell you, you hear some of these people, and everybody's entitled to their belief. This is prophecy. I go to this gospel church. Well, this is prophecy being fulfilled. Well, you know, maybe it is. But what do you do on in the meantime? Just stand and watch this happen? I mean, the horrors that, because my dad always told me, he'd jab his finger in my chest, you know, almost hurt. They'd get their, he said, remember, boy, war is hell. Mm-hmm. And you could just imagine horrors going on over there.
So what do you say then? What do you really mean about Ukraine? Do you support them?
Absolutely. They are a democracy. They're
right.
Some people say, "Well, oh no, that's all." They all speak Russian. I don't care. They want to be a democracy. Let them be a democracy. And another thing, you know, you can talk oil all you want. But I always think that my dad used to say, "Are you going to drink oil? You got to eat." And they are the breadbasket in that part of the world.
I so appreciate you calling, Rod. Thank you so much. And I know you've been through a lot. Your family's been through a lot. But you are really clear on what you believe, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Well, have a great evening. Well, he had a lot to say, Jonathan. That's amazing. I don't know how we got to people talking, saying, isn't it time to let go of Ukraine? Some people have said those sort of things. I've heard all types of talk in various places that I'm visiting, different people that I've talked to. But it's really the news people that I keep listening to. And it's really quite shocking, some of the things they say. Do you agree about Ukraine?
I'm not surprised, because let's bring in another portion of this. And I said this in passing earlier, a bit in passing.
Before you finish that, let me say, if you would like to join the conversation, please call us at 651-461-9226. Go right ahead, Jonathan.
You look at the focus on what's happening at the southern border with Mexico. And there are people that want to focus solely. And again, this has been an issue for decades. The immigration system has been an issue for decades. We get that. People that are not as hell-bent on keeping people out of the country are going to say, yes, we need to fix it. But the focus that's going on that, and the people that are saying, no, we can't let all these people in. We have to find a way to keep them out. Those are more the type of people that talk about, well, we can't really help Ukraine. We have to focus inward. We have to focus on ourselves. And so I think that's where they're coming from. Whether it's true, whether it's something that is truly in their hearts, I don't know. But that's the rhetoric right now.
Yeah, but what's really the truth is that we have a lot of immigrants that come to our border. And they have the skills that are needed to harvest the food, mow the lawns and clean the houses, you name it. There's so much that they do. And some people want to say, oh, it's not important what they do, and we shouldn't even be talking about the border and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we need to talk about it. We don't talk about it enough anymore. I remember, two decades ago, how we talked about the border. Right? You remember when those children were there and they had no parents and couldn't find their parents and the parents couldn't find the children? Come on. It's not easy. But we are going to get there. We are going to survive. We are going to thrive. Janine is calling us from Maplewood. Hey, Janine, join us. Oh, is it Jean?
Maplewood. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Jean. I thought it said Janine, honey. I'm so sorry. Forgive
me.
I
can change my name, you know. You know, whatever. You know, call me whatever you want, Geraldine. I mean, you know, I love you.
thank you.
You know, you talk about the border. Yeah, we need to do that too. And we can't. We can do both. I don't know anyone. Over there in what is that country again?
Yeah, Ukraine.
Yeah. I have memory loss. What can I say? In Ukraine, but we have to help them. They are like the gentleman said. They are a democracy. They are, and we need democracies over there. You know, and Russia is a bully. They always have been. Well, I guess they always have been. And they take that down. There goes Poland. There goes all these other countries out there, and that's what they want to do. So I firmly believe we need to, you know, help them out. You know, we can do that. We can do other things at the same time as that. We can help our own country, and we need to help Ukraine. The stories that I hear, what they're doing, they're so determined, and their fear, the Ukraine people, I can't believe what they're doing and how they're getting going and keeping going. I am so proud of them. I'm so proud of them. And thank you so much, Geraldine. And you want to call me Janine? Go ahead, honey.
No. I've been calling you Jean for years. I can't believe it's you. And I'm sitting there going, J-E-A-N-N-E. Is that Jean? Janine? What is it? Yeah, see, that's really bad glasses right now.
I actually spell it just four letters, J-E-A-N. They like to add the other N-E to it.
See, Jonathan? See, she said J-E-A-N. There you go.
Say thanks to Jonathan. I love him, too.
Oh, she said thank you, Jonathan. It's so great to see you. Tell your sister hello, okay?
I will. She's probably listening right now.
Give her a big hug. All right, take care. Oh, my gosh. It's been a long time since I talked to that woman. Long time. I don't know, Jonathan. There's so much going on in our country, and we are to be called the greatest nation, right? The richest nation. And at this moment, I think some of us are starting to wonder and pray and try to figure it all out. We got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. It is 8:54 here at WCCO, and as we wrap up this hour, it has been a pleasure being on with you. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us right here at WCCO Radio 830. It is remarkable at all of the things that are happening in our nation at the same time. You know, we are involved in so many, our tentacles go into so many places, and oftentimes we'll forget. Oh, yeah, the United States was, you know, doing business with so-and-so. And then all of a sudden we started to talk about it and we realized, hey, yeah, I forgot all about that. Now, I don't know why we forget, Jonathan. Maybe we just are tired and just don't want to keep talking about it. But it is imperative that Americans really stay on top of everything that is going on. I'm not saying you have to go in depth and know everything, but you have to be aware of what is happening in our country.
One of my faults, and I think this is something I feel I have to work on as a person. I get into these news stories and these breaking news things, and I start watching the different cable outlets and the different news channels and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I dive in, and it's not like I dive in and I look at it for 10 or 15 minutes. No, I dive in and I start watching it for 3 or 4 hours.
Right. And exactly what they want us to do.
When you do that, you tire yourself out. Because if you are doing that, you're usually not doing it if you're watching it for that period of time with some sort of clear mind. You're going in with some sort of worry or doubt or nervousness or anxiety about something.
I'm not sure about that, but what I will say is that the clearer we are about what is happening to our nation and how it is affecting or infecting the rest of the world is something that we all need to stay in contact.
I agree, and I'm not disputing doing that. I'm disputing the timing. I'm saying don't envelop yourself in it. Don't bring it in and make a cocoon out of it, and then everything else is kind of shut out around it. Make room for other, like you always allude to, make room for light to come through in dark times and dark stories. Make room for the light so that you can not tire yourself out. That's what I'm saying.
I don't remember saying that, so thank you for that. It has been a pleasure being on with you all. Thank you so much. And stick and stay with us. It's not over. Coming up at 9 o'clock is All Things Arts and Entertainment. Center Stage is what we call it. Have some great artists that are joining us tonight. So don't go away, including the Grammy Award winning Sounds of Blackness. We'll be back. It is 8:54 here at WCCO, and as we wrap up this hour, it has been a pleasure being on with you. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us right here at WCCO Radio 830. It is remarkable at all of the things that are happening in our nation at the same time. You know, we are involved in so many, our tentacles go into so many places, and oftentimes we'll forget, oh yeah, the United States was, you know, doing business with so-and-so. And then all of a sudden we started to talk about it and we realized, hey, yeah, I forgot all about that. Now, I don't know why we forget, Jonathan. Maybe we just are tired and just don't want to keep talking about it, but it is imperative that Americans really stay on top of everything that is going on. I'm not saying you have to go in depth and know everything, but you have to be aware of what is happening in our country.
One of my faults, and I think this is something I feel I have to work on as a person, I get into these news stories and these breaking news things, and I start watching the different cable outlets and the different news channels and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I dive in, and it's not like I dive in and I look at it for 10 or 15 minutes. No, I dive in and I start watching it for 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
And when
that's exactly what they want us to do.
When you do that, you tire yourself out, because if you are doing that, you're usually not doing it if you're watching it for that period of time with some sort of clear mind. You're going in with some sort of worry or doubt or nervousness or anxiety about something.
I'm not sure about that, but what I will say is that the clearer we are about what is happening to our nation and how it is affecting or infecting the rest of the world is something that we all need to stay in contact.
I agree, and I'm not disputing doing that. I'm disputing the timing. I'm saying don't envelop yourself in it. Don't bring it in and make a cocoon out of it, and then everything else is kind of shut out around it. Make room for other, like you always allude to, make room for light to come through in dark times and dark stories. Make room for the light so that you can not tire yourself out. That's what I'm saying.
I don't remember saying that, so thank you for that. It has been a pleasure being on with you all. Thank you so much. And stick and stay with us. It's not over. Coming up at 9 o'clock is All Things Arts and Entertainment. Center Stage is what we call it. Have some great artists that are joining us tonight, so don't go away, including the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.